T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, you've been poking around on this. What are you hearing about what happened?
Well, we're basing it on a story that appeared in San Francisco Public Press, and it's pretty much been confirmed by the police and City Hall and others. This business is called Nonplus Ultra. It's an event space, you know, and they were basically getting ready to host a very big sort of Zoom-type game conferencing event. And they had a group of about 8 to 10 homeless people who were camped out there. And so after repeated calls to City Hall, they got nowhere because, as you pointed out, they're not moving many tents, at least without the people's permission. And cooperation these days in the virus, the company apparently decided to do it on its own, loaded up the folks' stuff in a couple of trucks after warning them, got into it a bit with the homeless people. The police were called. By the time they got there, things had settled down, and nobody did much until some videos, as we've seen happen, started to surface, and complaints started coming in. And now we've got this question about what do people do about the homeless, and is it fair to have them removed on your own as opposed to having the city do it when the city won't do it?
More on the allegations regarding San Francisco police. They were summoned because of an apparent disturbance, some sort of altercation between the homeless and the people that were trying to move their stuff. Or
right.
Did they intervene? Did they try to stop the sweep?
Well, what we so far got is that they got there and the altercation was over. So they talked with one of the person that ran the business and said, "We heard your report, you had a gun." He says, "No, but I got hit on the head with a pipe." So there was this sort of like one said, the other said, but things were calm. And that they did, the reports are that they did see the stuff being cleared out. Now, at the point, the question is, were they told that this was theft, that people were being taken away? All that's still up in the air, and you can bet it's going to be investigated. So, Patty, yeah, you've got your typical sort of San Francisco story here. You've got somebody that's got a problem, something the city won't do anything about. They take it upon themselves to do it. Was it legal? Probably not. What are the consequences? Well, what was taken? It's unclear. One of the 10 people said they had something like $11,000 in unemployment money that they'd been saving up because they didn't trust banks, and that's gone. Well, is that true? Can you prove it? Going around and around on this one, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be around for a while, but it's got all the combinations of something we may be hearing from for a while.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.